And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod, Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning. Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Mox is out of town. He wishes he was here because this is the Christmas Spectacular. And Corey Sandin, his very first Christmas Spectacular as our host here on Let's Talk Hookup. Proud to have you, Corey. And, of course, Santa Mark, Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Wow, some great stuff so far, right, guys?
Yeah, we got some good ones so far.
Yeah.
Lots of fun. Only one buzzer. That's all I know.
Only one buzzer. Well, you know, wait a minute here. So go ahead and list those prizes again, Corey.
Run
through them real quick. We have seven prize packages.
I'll go real quick here. I'll try to. Number one, multi-spools of Seaguar fluorocarbon. Nomad DTX minnows. Anza fillet knife, over $250.
That's one pack.
Number two, pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the World Cup with Marlin frame, neutral gray lens, $230 value. Number three, CalStar graphite rod, over $300 retail. Number four, this is my favorite. This is the one I want. $400 of AFCO gear.
Yeah.
That you choose.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Number five, Shimano Torium reel and 2 half-day passes on the Dolphin, courtesy of Fisherman's Landing Tackle, over $300. Number six. So what did we add from?
We add 2 half-day passes at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Two half at Dana Wharf. And so along with the 2 half-day passes at Dana Wharf, you get 3 books from Mark Wish, all the legendary books. One book from Creaky Tiki from yesterday's long-range deal, and a $50 gift card to Mark's shop, Pacific Edge. And so we're at probably $260, $280 value there.
Yeah.
Total. Number seven, the grand prize, Shimano Talica 10, 2-speed and a matching talus rod. Over $600 for
wow.
the grand prize.
Yeah, what an amazing gift that one is.
Yeah,
right?
That's a good one. And thanks to all our sponsors there, Seaguar and Nomad, our brand new lure sponsor, Nomad Lures for 2019. There, what a great, from Australia, and these guys know how to catch fish.
Well, I know is I know a handful of people that kill the wahoo with them.
Oh, yeah.
They do very, very, very
and
well.
And more, right?
Yeah, all those poppers for the
bluefin
all,
stuff.
All the goofy stuff they catch down there, plus our bluefins up here. Yeah,
and they're great trolling ears, big yellows, yeah. But proud to have Nomad, Seaguar, of course, Maui Jim, great sponsor, CalStar, AFCO, of course, they've always been great, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, of course, Mark Wish from Pacific Edge, and, of course, Shimano, great, great sponsors. All right, get the buzzer ready, because our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen, is on the line.
He's on already?
He's on the line.
He can't wait?
This fishdope.com report is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks. Get that Gamakatsu Octopus 4 Extra Strong Hook. It's just not another squid hook. Nothing penetrates deeper and holds tighter. The offset break point is acutely sharp and forged from the highest carbon steel available. Every captain has their own tricks for how to rig a squid, but there's just no question which hook to use. That's Gamakatsu Octopus Hooks. Get them at your favorite tackle store or check Gamakatsu.com. Simply the best. Hang on to the buzzer. Here he is, Captain Dave Hansen, live from Cabo San Lucas.
Well, good morning. Can you guys hear me okay?
Loud and clear, Dave.
Perfect. All right. Yeah, I'm like 4 miles from the finger here. It's about to go bananas, so I thought I'd call in a couple minutes early. Merry Christmas, everyone. I got a phenomenal story. 1977, my good friend Rick Dosberg was running the Sum Fund for my father out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. They were anchored up at a spot in the middle of San Clemente, and behind the boat, they kept seeing this thing jumping around, and Rick looked at his partner, Kenny Nielsen. He goes, what do you think that is? He goes, I think it's a penguin. Goes, come on. It can't be a penguin. We're in Southern California. Next thing you know, they hang the thing on a rat rod. It eats an anchovy. They wind it in, net it, put it on the boat, put it in the bait tank. It's a dang penguin.
Wow.
So Ricky gets on the phone. When he gets to the dock, calls SeaWorld, tells him, hey, I got a penguin. And they said, look, buddy, you might have an Arctic loon. You might have a cormorant, but I promise you, you got a penguin. He goes, we got a penguin. So finally, after about 20 minutes, they talked him into coming. They came all the way up from San Diego. The guy came down there. Rick met him at the dock, walking him down the dock. The guy goes, I don't want to break your heart, but I promise you, you don't have a penguin. Got to the boat, looked in the bait tank, looked at Rick and said, you got a penguin.
That's classic.
The only penguin ever caught in Southern California. So that's my Christmas story for you guys.
Was it Galapagos penguin?
They said it was a Humboldt penguin, whatever that means.
Yeah, Galapagos Island probably came up.
I sent you that picture, Pete. Maybe you can put it up on the website there. Show everybody the penguin Kenny Nielsen's holding up.
I'll post it on our Let's Talk Hookup Facebook and Instagram page.
That's a good story, buddy.
Good story.
Only Dave Hansen.
Only Dave Hansen has the penguin story for our Christmas spectacular, Dave. And, Dave, of course, you're down in Cabo. Good marlin fishing, huh?
It's insane. It is absolutely insane. I mean, I'm like 3.5 miles from the biggest bird school you can imagine right now. You can see it in the gyros. And that's why I had to call in, because I've been looking at this bird school for like 5 miles now. It's going to be insane here in a minute. And it's all you want, full speed. And yesterday they were catching them on hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Oh my God.
Sounds like fun. Well, Captain Dave Hansen, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for all the great fishdope.com reports you give us. And go get them, man.
All right. Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you next week. We'll talk about New Year's. Have a great show. It sounds fun. See you later.
All right.
Take care, buddy.
Appreciate that very much. Yeah, how about that? A wide open striped marlin off of Cabo.
Isn't that crazy?
I can only imagine what he's driving up on.
Yeah. And he told me it was 85, too. So.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. It's like,
right?
Yeah. Nice, close. Go get him.
Hey, it's a step better than San Diego, right?
Yes,
70 degrees.
Yeah, that's okay.
He's really good.
He told me, though, he's kind of over it down there. He's ready to come home and go lobster hooping at Catalina.
I bet.
That won't last long, but he's really good in those gyros when we were fishing this summer, man. He works hard.
You had a heck of a day with him, didn't you?
Oh, we did. Yeah.
You and Danny from Fish Dope?
Yeah, and Pam and my friend Mike and a couple other people we had. Oh, Corby Jackson, the squid guy, you know, who's just a fantastic guy. Him and his dad, I've known him forever. And we went to go bluefin fishing, but they didn't show so much. We did see a little bit. But we had some really good yellowfin fishing, and we got some of the big ones. Our best fish, my buddy Mike got an 81. I had to settle for one that was about 60.
Yeah.
But we had, I think, 8 or 10 of those really good grade yellowfin off some porpoise, flat, calm weather.
And that was like in October or something.
Late September, October, something like that. Yeah. It was getting late.
Yeah.
Cool. It was fun. And that, you know, I just had some more of that yellowfin here the other night. Oh, my God, that fish was so fat and so good.
Good stuff.
So good.
Yummy. Well, hey, phones are packed. They want to contribute to the Christmas Spectacular and probably want to win one of the 7 great prize packs.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
I think there's -1, though, minus the AFCO. I'm winning that one.
Okay, all right.
Let's see what Greg can win. Greg from San Clemente. Welcome to the Christmas Spectacular, Greg.
Good morning, Greg.
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Pete. Me and my brother are booked on that Loretto trip in May. We're really looking forward to it.
It's going to be so much fun. We're going to have a great time down there, and you're going to love the La Mission Hotel. It's such a beautiful place.
Yeah, we've never been there, so we're really looking forward
to
it. I can't wait.
You're in for a huge surprise of what a wonderful place Loretto is.
Very cool. So I've got a song for you guys. Hopefully the buzzer won't hit me, but the weather outside is perfect, so Cal is always perfect. The East Coast is steeped in snow, where they blow yellow snow out their nose. Marlin in the winter is awesome. Don't eat it, it tastes like possum. Dorado is great, you know. Good taco, good taco, good taco. Well, if we ever catch Nemo in our local waters, you can surely bet the farm that he might be one of his daughters. Oh, the weather outside is nice as the East Coast slips on ice. If you want a great place to see, San Diego is the only place to be. Merry Christmas, guys.
Oh, that's a good one. Very nice. Merry Christmas
to you, Greg. Nice job. That was a good one,
Greg. That's a good one, for
sure. And taking note that he's paying attention to the shows,
too, right? To the show, yep, all that stuff.
I caught it all.
Very good, Greg. Merry Christmas to you. Nice effort, for sure.
Well, that freed up an 858 number. Let's take a toll-free number, Pete. Let's try Dane. Dane from Agoura Hills. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Great.
Merry Christmas. I have a little fishing rant for you guys.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Yo, yo, I love fishing in the ocean, don't you know? I'm all about catching blues on that flatfall glow. Victory at sea is nothing to me as long as the bend puts me on my knees. That ocean breeze puts my adrenaline to ease. It's worth waking up at the crack of dawn to go fishing with Aloha Sean. Love pulling on some all-white ghosts. Sorry, I don't mean to boast. Hello, yes, it's me, the fish-catching machine. All my fishing gear is pristine. My favorite reel is the Torium 16. Merry Christmas, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, nice job.
Yeah.
Excellent work.
We're getting
yeah.
some good ones.
A wrap.
The only thing missing was Dane. With Dane was the beat.
Yeah, that's it. Good job, Dane.
Oh, that was awesome.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks a lot for the call. This is from Agoura Hills, for sure.
We're getting some good ones, for sure,
indeed.
Pete. Let's try Al. Al from Fallbrook. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup in the Christmas Spectacular, Al.
Good morning, Al.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
I got two tips. I know the Let's Talk Hookup app on the phone is great, but you guys never talk about the mighty 1090. On Alexa. So what you want to do is say, Alexa, play Mighty 1090. And then there you go.
Wow, and it plays the radio.
And it plays Let's Talk Hookup at 7 o'clock.
At 7
o'clock?
Oh, no
kidding. And you do the whole household.
All right.
Nice.
I like it. That's a good one, man. That's a very good one. All right, the Alexa.
That's my good one.
All right, like it. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks a lot for the call, this all.
Yeah, that was a great one, Al. Let's try Arnie. Arnie from Vista. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Arnie.
Good morning, Arnie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Great.
Great show. You guys some good competition today, I tell you.
Yeah, indeed.
I got a little poll for you guys today. Let's go ahead and let's get it done. Merry Christmas to all the Let's Talk Hookup crew. Pete, Ricky, Corey, Dave, Tommy P, and Adam too. Let's never forget the cowboy. We know he's the man. Just call when you need me, buddy. I'll always be your ranch hand. We lost some great ones of our hookup family. Yes, it was true. Like our engineer, Dick Warren, not to mention a few. We lost Rudy from Carlsbad, SC fan, true and true. We'll always remember him by what Ricky nicknamed him, Mr. Bowtangles, to me and you. We had some great moments for the hookup family, like Ricky in Dallas going to Alaska for some adventurous fun. Where he got down on bended knee to ask her to be his only one, but you hear Ricky's heart skip as he held his breath until Dallas said the word he was waiting for. Of course, she said yes. Oops. Okay, sorry.
Page two.
Yeah, page two. But so far, so good.
Of our live shows, so many regulars need to count them with fingers and toes, like Roy from San Diego, Bob from Santee, Pablo and Mo, David and his mom Sarah Lee. There's Jim from Nashville City and the one old misfit, that cranky old SC fan. Yeah, you there, Tom Schiff. Go Bruins. So wonderful to see anglers supporting sports fishing. But let's take a moment to see if there's something missing. Let's all pitch in so we can keep fishing. Join CCA today so we can do what we covet. We can all partner together to protect fishing because we love it.
Oh,
very nice.
Hey, very good job.
All right, good job, Arnie.
Arnie put a lot of thought into that. There was, you talk about past shows and everything and paying attention. There's a true family member, Arnie.
No kidding. Arnie, Merry Christmas to you, and thanks for all you do. Appreciate the help very much.
That was awesome. Let's take Dennis. Dennis from Linda Vista. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Cook.
Good morning, Dennis.
Oh, Merry Christmas, you guys.
Wow, he sounds like Santa Claus.
Wow.
I look like Santa Claus. Hey, guys, I'm going to give it a shot because I just came up with something, and I hope you guys don't mind if it may suck, but I'm going to give it my best shot.
Well,
okay?
if it does, you're going to get the buzzer. We just
Okay.
We've only had one buzzer today. How about that?
Right?
Ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Pete Gray, the fisherman, had a fishing show, you know. With Rock Cod, Rick, and a crew he picked, you could win a trip at Rip Some Lips just for calling in the show. Hoppity hop hop, hoppity hop hop, watch those guys fish. Hoppity hop hop, hoppity hop hop, winning a trip I wish. Oh ho ho!
Okay. I know Adam had his hand on the buzzer.
It was close.
It was close.
It was, close.
But a good contribution, Dennis. Merry Christmas to you.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call this morning. Oh. That does free up 858-457-1090.
Absolutely a packed show, as you'd imagine, with Santa Claus Mark in studio. Let's try Kevin. Kevin from Pacific Beach. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. I got a limerick and a tip. Maybe I'll start with the limerick. It's from bay fishing. When I was a little kid, we used to make our cages out of foundation mesh, a little quarter inch to catch smelt, and we'd sit there halibut fishing, and that's a patience type of fishing. And sitting there, I would thought of a limerick, and it's, the other day I smelt a smelt, and since that day I've never smelt a smelt quite like that smelt. And the other thing is a tip. It's for coastal surf fishing for people who like to fish for croaker and corbina, and it's for the mussels. And we all know they're really hard to break open. Only sheep's head, lobster, and crabs can really get on the pilings and break them off and eat them. So it's a delicacy. And I found that when I was fishing in the surf as a child, I would use thread to try to keep the mussel on there so it wouldn't throw off the hook. And I discovered the dry eelgrass up on the very bluff of the high tide, and instead of using thread and getting it all stuck and raveled on my hook and hard to get off, I would use the eelgrass, which is part of their eating environment, and I'd tie that on for a temporary just to launch it out there, just to soak it to catch these fish. And it was a really, really good way to fish, and you got a lot of bites. They just love mussel.
Nice
all
tip.
There you go.
I like it.
That's a good one. Something a little different there.
Really good
job.
Yeah. All right. Merry Christmas to you, and thank you very much. Hey, I want to do a big shout-out to, on the other side of the glass, Jenny and Adam, who are working hard, part of our judge team there. I got to tell you, Jenny's on the phones there. It's like we've already done 19 calls, and we have a lot more to come. She's working her little fingers off. So thanks a lot, you guys, for all that hard work and all your efforts, too, to help us here on this Christmas Spectacular. So let's keep going.
Let's do it. Let's jump into it. Let's take a, I don't know, what do you think, a toll-free number? Let's do it. Let's try to free up a toll-free with Bruce. Bruce from Lemon Grove. Welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, Bruce.
Thanks for taking my call. Merry Christmas. I'll be quick here. I start my weekends off with a bang, listening to the Let's Talk Hookup Gang. With captains calling in live from the scene, guests aplenty, catch reports, you know what I mean. The show is the best, and I know it's going to last because Let's Talk Hookup is bad.
There you go.
Nice and
short.
Right?
Short, sweet,
one.
To the point.
Oh, the judges like that one.
Yeah, we like that one.
Up there.
They're
right.
Cheering.
Bruce, thanks a lot for the call. Merry Christmas to you. That was nice and short and to the point, right?
Yep.
Oh, I like it.
That's awesome. Let's take John. John's been very patient this morning. Appreciate your patience. John from Orange, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, John.
Okay, I got a quote from Zane Gray, one of the guys who started all the fishing in Southern Cal.
Oh, yeah.
It says, fishermen, no matter what supreme good fortune befalls them, cannot ever be absolutely satisfied. It is a fundamental weakness of intellect.
Okay.
There is some truth to that.
Yeah. Indeed.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. A quote from Zane. All right. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Suit and tie with a bluefin.
That's
Mr.
right.
Zane
How about
Gray.
That? Yeah, some of those old pictures. Amazing.
It's
stuff.
Awesome, isn't
yeah.
it? I mean,
like if you ever have a chance to get into the Avalon Tuna Club,
amazing facility.
What an amazing sight that is.
The old casino on the island.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. All of that. Yeah.
All that
history.
Stuff. You see some of that history.
You know,
there.
And I mean, those guys are catching these 200 pounds. You know, we talk about Talica reels, two speed, Spectraline. All our fancy stuff that we got, all the rod belts and harnesses, they're catching them on knuckle buster reels.
No drags.
Isn't that crazy?
And then you got those crazy guys like my buddy Dave and Greg, and that are still Avalon Tuna Club members, and they're still doing it on that gear.
Yeah.
And catching fish.
Yeah, like Dave Pfeiffer caught like a giant blue, like a one over 200 pounds of bluefin on that old linen line
stuff.
Gear.
Yeah,
all that crazy stuff.
Yeah, those guys are masters at it. They're best of the best.
Oh yeah,
and you know what this whole topic right here. You know what it brings to my mind and being thankful for. We're living history right now. I mean, we are literally. We're making history with all the bluefin and the sea bass fishing and the calico fishery, everything in our ocean local here.
These are the good old days.
They are. Yeah. Wahoo
Without
local.
A suit and tie, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, wearing AFCO gear.
Yeah, AFCO gear. That's right? The way to do it. All right, let's go ahead back into it. Phones are packed, and they want to get in on the Christmas Spectacular and one of those great seven prize packages. The judges are ready for a big take here.
They are. And let's see what Dennis has to bring to the plate this morning. Dennis from Norwalk, good morning.
Yes, I just want to say Happy New Year and a Merry Christmas to everyone down there. And I want to direct this question to Pete. Pete, about 20 years ago, I started to listen to your show, okay?
Okay.
And one of my friends at where I used to work at a hardware store, he came by and said, Dennis, there's an opening on this trip. Would you like to go? And it was one of these big trips with Ronnie Covette. And with me, I said, well, I don't know. I'm not that lucky. Well, just take my place and find out. Well, I'll tell you what. On that trip, it was in off of the, what's the name of that? Oh, anyway. It was on a ship out of San Miguel Island.
Oh! Just a little bit
Merry
too long.
Merry Christmas.
Dennis.
Yeah, just a little long of a story.
Oh, man. How about Fred? Fred from San Diego. Welcome to the Christmas Spectacular with Santa Claus Mark.
Good morning, Fred.
Good morning. I'm happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and everything else. I'm a little
Same
nervous,
to
obviously.
You.
Okay, I've got a little story. Let me get it right in front of me.
All
okay.
right, Fred, thank you.
In January of 1968, I was home on leave from the Air Force, fishing on the Mission Bell with Captain Jack Rader and Deckhand Jim, my brother. We were fishing off La Jolla for white sea bass. I hooked up with one but lost it after a few minutes. Both Jack and Jim disowned me. Using my Jigmaster 500, which I still have, and 30-pound test line, I put a 2-pound mackerel on the bottom. After about 15 minutes, line started peeling off, and I had a hookup. I meant to say that aloud. Approximately 30 minutes later, I had a big black sea bass. After quickly measuring it, we released it. It was high fives all around. Oh, yeah, it was a 262-pound black sea bass.
Wow. That's a catch of a lifetime there on the half day?
Yes.
Very nice story. Nice job. Nice take there, Fred. Merry Christmas to you.
Okay, same to you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And on the Mission Bell, it's
on
still
the Mission
around.
Bell, huh?
Yeah.
With
yeah.
Jack Rader.
Right?
Huh?
We're going back.
Wow.
We're going back. Awesome stuff, Fred. Let's take, let's see what Rich from Bradley has to bring to the plate this morning.
Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. Mark Rich just talked a little while ago about how the gillnet ban has improved fishing, and you just mentioned how these are the good old days. And one of the things that has contributed to that in a huge way is the proactive approach of a fisherman using descending devices for the rockfish. And here's a tip with a descending device that you can take from the ocean to the freshwater. And this is really important in the winter because bass fishermen tend to fish a lot deeper because that's where the bass go. And when you bring them up, they can pop out just like a rock cod does, and a descending device for the largemouth bass, if you keep one in your boat, can help save a lot of fish.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah, that's definitely a good one.
Yeah, especially in the winter, right, when they're deep.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really important this time of the year, too.
It is.
And here's one other tip, because when they first started talking about when you hook a fish deep in its throat, to just cut the hook off and they'll dissolve it. Well, in the old days, hooks were bronze, and they were like straight shank hooks. Today we have Teflon-coated, extra-wide gap hooks, and it's asking an awful lot for a fish that's deeply hooked to pass that hook all the way through its system. So here's a tip that's worked well for me, and I shared it with some pros, and they said, yeah, thanks for sharing that. I've been doing it myself. carry a heavy pair of side cutters. You can slip up through the gills and cut that hook in half. So it's a lot less to pass through that fish. One more way that you can help preserve the resource and pass it on down the line to others. And like you say, these are the good old days, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
All right. Nice job, Rich.
Yeah, Merry
Appreciate
Christmas.
That. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Man, so much good stuff this morning, and awesome being in studio with Mark, Santa Claus Mark, as a matter of fact, with this Christmas Spectacular on Let's Talk Cook-Up on the Mighty 1090. We'll be right back.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, I'm stoked to be in studio, Pete, with this whole Santa Claus.
Is this fun or what?
Yeah, it's so much fun.
So much
fun. We're sitting here going through the list, double checking.
Right?
So many great contributions, and wow, we have seven prizes, and seven people are going to be very, very happy.
Yeah, they are.
Very stoked.
Yeah, so continue. Let's find some more.
Let's talk to Steve. Steve from Fallbrook. Welcome to the show this morning, Steve.
Thanks for joining us, Steve. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to all. I've got a quick poem here, a little homage to my father. That day your ashes were scattered at sea, little I knew how many times there would be. Saturdays, Sundays, each Father's Day too, They were such special days spent in spirit with you. Thanks for your time here and your love for the sea. And thank you for that, for passing that down to me. I'll pass it along that you can bet to your beautiful granddaughter that you never met. Oh, man, what a hit. I run to the rail as my reel is a-singing. I'm thinking this is a big one as my mind is a-zinging. As I grab my pole, I start to laugh, knowing darn well I won't need a gaff. It was years ago when I first knew those phantom line tugs had come from you. Merry Christmas, Pops. I'll be back soon. How's Loretto sound early next June?
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, boy. Oh,
that's a cool poem.
Whoa. Yeah. That's a good one, man.
I can relate to that one. Good
Anybody
job.
That grew up with their dads that took them fishing, like me,
wow,
and probably everybody, it's just
yeah,
everybody. That's a heart tugger. And how you made it through without the sobbing,
cracking.
Man. Good for you, Steve.
Good job.
Merry Christmas to you. Hey, we're all hungry right now, so let's find out what's cooking with our buddy Yanni from Fisherman'sBelly.com. Good morning, Yanni.
God, Merry Christmas, and what a terrific poem. Oh, my God, I'm still wiping the tears away. Oh, my God. Yeah. Hey, listen, you guys, I have got something really special going on, but I have a question for you. Did you guys know that yellowtail can improve your love life?
No.
I don't know, but I'm on board. Let's do it.
Oh, my
boy,
best...
did you perk up with that one, Corey?
No kidding. Well, listen, we're all familiar with cooking fish fillets in tinfoil packets. But in reality, the French invented that many, many years ago, and it's called papillote. They have a variety of fish dishes cooked in parchment paper with an assortment of vegetables and white wine and olive oil. It's a really simple dish to make. It's made in the oven. Your whole house fills with aromas. If you create this dish, you will become an instant gourmet cook. And believe me, your loved ones will fall instantly in love with you. And the bottom line is this. They will ask you at the end of the meal to go back out in the ocean and keep fishing. As a matter of fact, they'll probably ask you to quit your job and become a professional fisherman.
Wow. It sounds like improving your love life on the ocean. I like
it.
That's
on top of that, you guys, with this French dish, I just made it for my wife and myself a couple nights ago. I made homemade baguette. And on this video recipe, I go through the simple instructions, and you guys get to see how I make my homemade baguette. So it's a great recipe. I hope you give it a chance.
Wow, sounds
awesome.
Great. Fisherman'sBelly.com. We'll have it on the Let'sTalkHookup.com page on our Angler's Table section there. And thanks, Yanni. Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks to all you guys. I hope you guys have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right. Thanks
you
for
too,
all
Yanni.
You do. All the great all recipes. Right. You're awesome.
Yeah,
appreciate
thank you,
it, Yanni.
Thank you. Take care.
All right.
I have to tell you, Pete, Yanni has just improved my culinary experience.
Oh,
seriously.
A
I mean,
lot
since,
of our listeners.
Since,
yeah.
since listening and checking him out, I love it.
Yanni's amazing. And
yes.
His recipes are simple and to the point and usable.
And flavorful and
yes.
Good and simple. Yeah, like you're saying.
FishmansBelly.com. Thanks to Yanni.
Yeah.
There it is.
Good
all
stuff.
Right. I think we need to jump back into it,
Let's
Pete.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Tom from Temecula. Welcome to the Christmas Spectacular this morning, Tom.
Morning, Tom.
Morning, guys. Merry Christmas to all. I have a little tip or gift selection or comment to make. First of all, there's a lot of publications out there that are incredible. I just got through reading Fisher Cut Bait by Chuck Garrison, which is an incredible history of the sport fishing industry. I would recommend that to anybody as far as a gift.
Yes.
For not only Christmas or birthdays and stuff like that. There are also other publications by Mark Wish, Bill Varney, and others there that are just incredible potential gifts for anglers who, you know, have a lot of tackle already and wives or sons are looking for gifts for their dads. These are great information wealths of for the industry and for sharpening your angling skills. And then finally, when we catch fish and release them, take care of them. Try to release them so that they live. Handle them as little as possible. That's it.
Very good.
To to y'all, you guys.
Thanks, Tom. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Tom. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, good, very good tips.
Good stuff, Tom.
Appreciate that very much.
Let's jump back into it. Brian. Brian from Wildomar. Welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Well, I'd just like to share with you a father's fishing calendar. For the month of December, I'd like to take the kids to the Christmas light show and boat parade. And for the month of January, plain and simple, it's just way too cold. For the month of February, it's always the Lake Poway Kids Fishing Derby. In the month of March, it's the Fred Hall Show and the Miles Square Park Fishing Derby. And in the month of April, of course, we got Day at the Docks. Also in the month of May, we also do the Kids Fish Free and Dana Point. And then in the month of June, we do the Crystal Cove Pier Fishing Derby. And also for the month of July, a great man said, shoot the fireworks and go catch albacore.
There it is.
After, you know, August and September, game's on.
Very good. All right. Nice job. Very good. Good. That's a good calendar any fisherman would love, right? Thanks a lot for the call. Merry Christmas to you.
Well, let's jump back into it. Talk to Mark. Mark's calling from Santee this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas. And thank you guys for turning me back into fishing. It's been a long time, but I'm back into it and loving it.
All right.
So thanks.
Oh, that's great news.
Yeah, don't pass out
that's
over
good.
There.
Hey, Mark, you might be running from the coyotes I saw this morning driving through Santee.
Yeah, very nice.
I'm running at Santee Lakes.
Yeah. All right. Go catch them, Mark. All right. Enjoy your run, and Merry Christmas to you. Nice thoughts there, and glad we turned you back on to fishing, for sure.
Oh, man, good stuff. Should we jump back into it?
Let's
talk to Chris.
It.
Chris from San Diego. Welcome to
All
the show
right,
this
Chris.
Morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys. Ever since I've been listening to the show, I've really come to understand that helping people fishing is more important than fishing itself. And one thing I ran into is a book called The Golden Age of California Sports Fishing. And I have a goal this year is to take that boat out on the half-day trips I go on and show people what used to be fishing in San Diego. It's unbelievable. And, you know, they were catching black sea bass from the shore, you know, hundreds of white sea bass and halibut that today the sizes, you know, you just can't catch anymore. But I'm a big believer of what was can be again. And I think a picture's worth a thousand words. So I think this would motivate a lot of people to conserve and get more involved in trying to get sports fishing to the way it was 100 years ago. So
nice thoughts.
That's my idea.
All right. We like it.
Try and improve other people's lives.
Very good, Chris. Appreciate
good
the contribution.
Thanks.
Good contribution. Thanks a lot for the call.
Great job. Let's talk to Cheer. Cheers from Cardiff this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
okay,
to you.
I've got a song, and it's by Bing Crosby, or from Bing Crosby. I hope he doesn't roll over in his grave when he hears it. But here you go. I'm dreaming of a big bluefin. It's something I have never caught. I've caught lots of yellowfin and lots of yellowtail, even a 160-pound big-eye tuna. Toot, 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 toot. I'm dreaming of a big bluefin with every calica I buy. May your days be calm with blue water, and may all your Christmas dreams come true. Hey, guys, Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas to everybody listening.
Nice job.
Very
nice.
Good. Yeah.
Nice job. Good take. Very good. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Nicely done.
Good
All
job.
Right.
Christmas spirit there, right?
Right? I love it.
I love it, yeah.
That's what it's about. Let's see if Dennis.
877-792-1090 just opened up.
Right. Let's see if Dennis can top that one from Canyon Country. Good morning.
Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, all. I've got a little Christmas jingle for you.
Go for it.
Hook up bells, hook up bells, hook up all the way. Oh, what fun it is to pull on a big tuna today. Hook up bells, gotta fill that Schmonotalica today. Hey, oh, what fun it is to fish with all my friends this year. Wishing y'all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Very nice, Dennis.
Yeah, very nice, Dennis.
All right, thanks. Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, I have to admit, they've got a lot more than I would ever have to
Dude,
get on the radio and sing,
me?
Right?
Yeah, I mean, wow.
Let's just admit it, right?
It's really, really some great takes today.
Man,
for sure.
Some good stuff.
Some big competition.
Right? I know. It's getting deep. Let's see if Paul from Bellflower can top that.
Wow. Good morning, Paul. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, guys. No, I'm not singing, but I did want to ask Mark Wish a question. When did he start fishing Catalina? How old was he?
About 13 on our first boat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. And I'd hate for you to, I'm kind of stumbling because I'd hate for you to date yourself. But
I'm old. Don't worry about it.
but during the 60s?
Yeah, that would have been about 63, 64.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
And you know, and we've been fishing along the coast and catching bass and all that. It was good fishing back then. And we figured, you know, a mile or two off the coast is 60 feet of water. So we knew nothing about Catalina, so we ran over and we figured, a mile or two off Catalina ought to be 60 feet, except our old squitters were just about out of line and we still hadn't hit the bottom yet.
Yeah, it took a while. Man, it's deep.
Yeah, different world, but we had a blast.
So when was your first white sea bass?
My first white sea bass would have been right in that same time frame.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. On the half-day boats. Out of Seal Beach.
Okay.
And they used to go down and anchor up and fish sand bass and those little smaller school-sized sea bass, you know, 6 to 8, 10 pounds. I mean, they were thick down there.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And there was no size limit back then.
There wasn't a size limit, but there were a lot of fish that would be legal today.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you'd sometimes get hundreds of them on a trip.
Really?
Yeah, it was insane how much that small fish was around back then.
Wow.
Crazy.
Cool. Good questions there.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks a lot for the call.
Good memories.
Merry Christmas to you, Paul. Appreciate that very much.
Yeah, great memories. Let's talk to Mike. Mike from San Diego. Welcome to the show this morning, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, hi. This is Mike, your expert novice.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, I took a trip with my son on the 3/4 big boat, and I had won both tickets on hookup. And we had a great time. I got all the yellowtail. We limited on the yellowtail and all the skipjack we wanted. I just wanted to say thanks. And that's the benefit, one of them, of listening to Hookup.
All right.
Thank you very much.
And, we want to thank, all the people that donate those passes, like Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, the San Diego, out of C4 Sport Fishing, the Liberty, out of Fisherman's Landing, and, of course, Captain Fred Huber on the Daily Double. Very, very generous of them to give us all these passes. And then, of course, when we have captains in the studio, a lot of them will donate a trip with them to go fishing with them, and we want to thank all of them.
Overnight trips, day-and-a-half trips, are you kidding me?
Bigger ones even. Yeah, so Merry Christmas to you, and very thankful for our great sponsors and supporters here on Let's Talk Hookup.
You know, I think, Mike, that last call was a record. I think that beat the amount of calls we took last year.
Really? That was number 33?
32 last year.
Well, let's keep going, Mark.
We got more time yet.
Let's do it. Let's talk to John. John from Huntington Beach.
Good morning, John. Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, good morning. Merry Christmas to you guys. I just love this show and sort of my way to learn a lot about fishing when I'm not able to go fishing. I just listen every week. So my tip is that we all support our local tackle shops because getting into the brick-and-mortar store, the tackle shop, he gives you all the information you need to know about what's going on. And so right before you go to the landing, you go out on a boat, Fisherman's Landing, going to Fisherman's Landing and go and talk to the guys there and Ken's Custom Reels down in Oceanside. Anyway, that's my tip. But my song is what my grandfather taught me. He's the one that took me fishing, and it's real short, but it's something that sticks in your head. And it's, you get a line, I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line, I'll get a pole, babe.
You get a line, I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the crawdad hole. Honey, baby mine. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, that's a good
one.
Awesome. I've heard that one before. That's a good one. That's
a little country flair,
Nice little song there. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, definitely good stuff. Ash from Panorama City, excuse me.
Good
morning,
yeah.
Ash. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for having me on your show. Your show lights me up. I've been listening to you guys 23 years. This is my question. Have you guys ever thought about, you know, if you're on a dock and you're fishing, get some barnacles, if one of the ships or one of the boats has a heavy amount of barnacles and some seaweed hang off, I'd take some of that and put it on a treble hook and cast it out.
You ever use a barnacle for bait?
No.
No? I've used the goosenecks, though, which are next to the barnacle.
Yeah, kind of like barnacle, yeah.
Right? Yeah, a form of a barnacle.
But no, I haven't. No, but you never know.
Yeah. And the sea lettuce that I think you
mentioned.
Now,
that's a different story.
Right?
Yeah, you put that on the hook for fishing opali.
Right.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Or peas.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Ash. Appreciate that very much. Very much. All right. Michael in San Diego, you're our last up here today. Let's see what you've got. Michael.
Hello.
Good morning, Michael.
Yeah, hi. I've got a limerick, fishing limerick.
Let's go.
There was once a fisherman named Fisher who was fishing for fish and a fisher. Then a cod with a grin pulled the fisherman in. Now they're fishing the fisher for Fisher.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Very good.
One a little bit.
Well, yeah, indeed. Well, Merry Christmas to you, and Merry Christmas to everybody. Sorry we weren't able to get to everybody, but...
Wow.
We've run out of time.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I know. We have had so much fun this morning.
Wow.
We're going to find out who's won these 7 great prizes on the Christmas Spectacular with Santa Claus, Mark, when we come back on Let's Talk Hook Up.
I'm telling you what, that was something, huh?
Yep. Here we are, right before Christmas.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Nothing could be better for that saltwater angler on your list than a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Tranx, Terramar, Colt Sniper, Torium, Tiagra, Flatfall, and much more from Shimano. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
38 years ago, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
All right, here we are. Whoa. Back.
Man, the judges were scrambling. First of all, big, big thanks to Jenny for her hard work on the phones. She did a great job, Adam's wife. And
sweetheart.
One of the judges. And, of course, thanks to Adam for all their hard work. And thanks to everybody out there. Everybody's a winner on the Christmas Spectacular, but we can only pick 7 out of 36 calls that we were able to take.
36 calls.
And we left
a record.
Yeah, that's a new record. And of course, all the lines were packed. So, all right, Corey.
So, Steve from Fallbrook, we loved your contribution. His about his father, correct? Is
yeah,
that the
yeah.
One?
So, we're gonna. Okay, so.
That's going to be the grand finale. We're going to hold him to.
Well, you already released it. So,
did I?
Grand prize, oh! Talica 10 two-speed reel and a matching Talus rod, Stephen Fallbrook.
You
touched everybody.
Everybody,
with that
yes. Cross the board.
And, I mean, I don't think there was a dry ice in it.
Yeah.
Because everybody, most everybody, their dads got them into fishing, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So that was real. So, Steve, you're the grand prize winner. So start with number one, Corey.
Well, number one, Matthew from La Mesa. And I'm sorry to have jumped the gun with.
That's okay.
But it's all good.
What does Matthew win?
He wins number one, the multi spools of fluorocarbon, multi lures of Nomad DTX minnows, the Anza fillet knife, local guy making fillet knives, over $250.
Yeah. How about that? And Steve, in Encinitas, you win that pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. And then Chuck in Dana Point wins the CalStar Graphiter rod.
Nice.
And then what about the $400 your prize package?
Oh,
the $400 Afco clothing package.
I thought I was going to win this one.
Yeah.
But Greg from San Clemente, dude.
He wins that one.
He's
yes,
going to be so stoked. $400.
And then the Shimano Torium reel and 2 half-day passes on the Dolphin, courtesy of Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Bruce and Lemon Grove. And then our final winner,
number 6.
Drum roll.
Yeah, that's Mark's package, right?
It is. Going to be totally stoked.
What was that package, Mark?
Woolly added a couple more half-day tickets.
Yeah.
And, 3 books and a $50 gift card to our store, Pacific Edge, Huntington Beach.
Half-day passes on the Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Creaky Tiki book.
Creaky Tiki.
I know. I love that.
I love that. And that's going to be Dane in Agoura Hills.
For the wrap.
For the wrap.
Had an awesome wrap.
Yeah.
There were so many winners, like I say, but we can only select 7. And, again, thank you. Merry Christmas to everybody out there. We're very thankful that there's so many supporters of Let's Talk Hook Up over the many, many years. And, Mark, you've certainly been one of those guys that have been with us since the beginning of
the
time.
The beginning, yeah, just right from the start.
So thank you for all you do for Let's Talk Hook Up.
It's been a heck of a fun ride, man.
Yes, it has. And let's continue.
Yeah.
We're still around.
Yeah,
so
still talking
fishing.
So
let's keep
rolling
here, right?
I think
and,
so,
And, of course, if somebody wants to come visit you,
where are we, Corey?
Where is it, Corey?
It's on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger across from
the Chevron Station.
There it is.
In Huntington Beach.
I know Corey's visited there many times, right? Dropping baits off.
I love that. I have.
Yeah,
I have before.
Yeah. MC Swim Baits right there. And, of course, Mark, great bait tanks and many, many more. And, of course, we'll talk to you next Saturday getting the – maybe, who knows, maybe somebody will catch one of those marlin.
You know, there's obviously some around. There's that little shot of tuna. There's a few yells on the kelps. And, you know, get out there and do your cod fishing before it's over because it's almost over, guys. January 1st, we're done here for a couple
Mark,
months.
Mark, I love your knowledge. I love the reports every week and something I look forward to along with Gundy's.
Yeah, indeed. So, well, very good. Well, thank you very much to Corey, and a Merry Christmas to you, Corey. And really looking forward to having you back again soon.
I'm honored. Thank you.
Blackcod Rick will be back next Saturday and Sunday. But
we miss you, Ricky.
Yeah, we miss you, Ricky, and Merry Christmas to you and Dallas and your entire family there. And Merry Christmas to you, Adam, on the other side of the glass, who does such a great job for us on the app. Merry Christmas to you, Adam, and we'll look forward to having you, of course, here. He's here every Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star will be here. And then next Sunday, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris and Shogun. A
couple of heavy hitters there.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.